This question comes from Christina Barisso in Shasta, California. Namaste, Gurudeva. When one chooses a religion or a sect within a religion, apart from the sharing of the basic philosophy taught by the creed, the worshiping, the sacraments, and the behaviors, rituals and path to be followed during the soul's journey through an incarnation, is one also somehow selecting, without being absolutely aware of it, the kind of soul's existence and inner plane evolution pattern that one is going to have after this earthly life is over? For example, by joining a particular religion, is one selecting the kind of inner plane work to be performed later, the amount of time in between incarnations, the particular pattern in the wheel of samsara, whether the future incarnations are going to be on this planet or on another planet, and in general, patterns related more with the inner plane. I wonder if you might have examples of inner plane life for souls that are linked directly with Saiva Siddhanta Church.
Many people are on the fringes of Hinduism and Buddhism, never making a full commitment. They feel they can take the core out of the religion and remain who they are and not mix with the people of that religion. If one joins the Mormon Church, one studies Mormonism, mixes with people who are of that religion and faith, and they don't mix with other people. Whatever happens here on earth, similar happens in the inner world after one passes on. They go to the world where the people are of their same vibration, belief, etiquette, culture. People who are born with absolute no religion at all, never have been exposed, have a free choice of their first religion, and therefore get guardian devas from the inner world of that religion and tune into all it has to offer. And those who have been raised in a religion know the religious leaders, the priests, the rabbis, the imam, have a more difficult time leaving that religion to join another.